Regulatory agencies in most Western states have improved their oversight of the oil and gas industry in recent years. A recent analysis, however, shows that one state, Utah, stands out as the worst over the past two decades with dealing with violations. Aaron Wise with the Center of Western Priorities says a 2019 audit ordered by the Utah legislature found that producers in Utah were essentially free to pollute groundwater and release greenhouse gases in violation of state law.
What we discovered, and what the legislature also discovered recently through an audit, is that Utah did not have any functioning enforcement or safety program. They'd been around for 20 years and had never issued a single fine.
In 2019, agency director John Baza told lawmakers that he would hire additional staff and release funds to work through a backlog of more than 100 unresolved cases. He also asked legislators to change a state law requiring his agency to get a court order to collect fines. Wise says the audit found that Utah's regulatory agency was chronologically understaffed, had a culture of noncompliance, and often squandered its budget. He says they're optimistic that new leadership at the agency can bring producers up to standards.
They did finally get caught doing nothing in the last couple months. So the hope is, now that they've been busted not doing anything for 20 years, that things may change.
Wise says the analysis shows states such as Colorado and Nevada are doing a good job, while others such as New Mexico and Wyoming are improving. He fears financial pressures from the pandemic economic slowdown will put extra pressure on oil and gas inspectors.
Extraction numbers are going to plummet. And as a result of that, you're going to have producers going bankrupt this year. You're going to have lots of wells getting shut in, and you're going to have financial incentives to cut corners when they're doing that.
Wise says state regulators must balance their role in both ensuring the flow of oil and gas royalties into state coffers while protecting the environment from water and air pollution. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.